That's the worst song ever. I want that song. No, that song also sucks.
Or the song that no one can fuck to.
No. Okay. This song sucks.
Are we talking about Nickelback again?
Welcome to Wilson Fuckers!
What is this? I'm your Trostly GM, John Swan. And we're going to try it again to keep it tight. We're going to try one more time. One more time to keep it tight. Okay, guys?
Aww.
This is round two of keeping it tight. You have one thing that you get to say. And we're just going to say it, and there's just no response. And you...
There's no point, then.
Because I just want... Okay, we'll get one response from everybody. That's it. So, somebody better think of something right now.
Can you give an example,
John? Hey, you guys remember the time that John rationed out responses?
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah, I did.
We're all just going to be like, and my response is... Bah.
Yeah, is there like a word count? Or like,
no, there's not a word count. There's not a word count.
Okay.
This is all fast and loose. Come on. Just
no, it's tight, apparently. How is it fast and
loose? Anyone have anything that they want to say? That's my question. Is there something burning on in your mind?
He spammed the notes page about 18 times in the chat.
Yeah, he did do that.
I want some assistance on taking fucking notes.
I have an excuse. My computer's really slow today. Sorry. Someone else help Kevin.
I've been told that my typing is too loud for recording. And that's why I don't take notes.
You just bought like a mechanical keyboard just so you didn't have to take notes.
I literally have the same keyboard always.
I would be surprised.
I think it actually because it moves my desk.
I could see Will with two mechanical keyboards just like beating on them side by side.
I have a typewriter.
He's typing with both.
I have an Underwood 4 that I've hooked up as a USB keyboard. It has Bluetooth too. There's a conversion kit.
I remember.
Hold on, just let me get it out for you. As long as it goes or whatever the noise is, there is a reset.
I mean, I got the electric one that I can. It actually has like a hum. It's so loud.
That's cool.
Does it ding too? Is it a humdinger?
Yeah.
Oh, it's humdinger.
It could be mayor in a Paw Patrol town and do evil things.
Pound puppies. That's the name of the show.
It could pound puppies in the pavement.
God.
There it is. That's the episode we get canceled on.
Let's pound puppies in the pavement. Yeah, that's good. These are the dangers of not keeping it tight. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get into playing. I really want to play.
Wait, there's not a question of the day?
No, because I want to get into playing.
Wait.
We
faked us out. What they wanted to say.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to say.
He knew we were gonna distract from the banter.
Wasted on some bullshit. Yeah, I know, but like...
I said we could talk about one thing.
He distracted us. He did the Mott and Bailey, and that's what you got to look out for, and that's... anyways.
Everything she says.
That's what I'm looking at for every day.
I'm confused.
We're going to start. There's no question because I want to get into playing. I want to get into what happens in this combat. Mm. Kev sounds so excited right now to get into this combat. Thank you, Kev.
I'm not. There's a demon ghost dog behind me whispering my ear.
Talking in your brain.
Yeah.
She's
whispering in my mind.
Towards the gate.
And Leora disappeared. She's Leora Fluxley.
that's the best one. Yeah.
That is it.
I like that one.
And
I was trying to work in like a flux capacitor joke at some
point. That's good.
And then pull that one. But yeah.
That's nice.
John, you beat us to it.
This is pretty Ghostbusters-y, I guess, the scenario that we're in right now.
And he didn't give us proton packs in our jump bags.
I gave you a lot of things, though. I did give you a lot of things to improvise. Us
those
phase rods.
Phase rods, which I was going to try and pin Huxley down to the floor with, but
she'd be Leora Stuxley.
How long will this go on? We may never know. I'm excited. Thank you for this. Look, last time you guys were caught up in the middle of fighting against Leora, and you crowded around her as Boom threw this lightning elemental, trying to attack her, deal some damage. Kara and the lightning elemental were able to get through as she cast an invisibility spell. And Kara and the lightning elemental were able to deal some damage to her.
So she did cast an invisibility spell?
She went invisible.
But it's a spell.
That's what you could assume.
Okay.
If you want to know more, you can try a new mysticism check, but the moment's kind of passed. Because there's more to come. As this happens, it is the top of round two, and the gate comes on and begins almost like sucking in pieces of this reality and like parts of the drift as this white light appears in the aperture. And then you also all feel this urge to walk into the gate. There's something about your bodies that feels like you want to move there. We'll get into that in a minute, because at the same time, this smoky like vapor starts to come out of the right angle between the console and the floor, filling up the space, and out steps this hound. This smoky hound. I'm gonna bring you guys back to the map, and it is that hound's turn. And we got some new music, because we're at a new stage of the combat here. This final fight.
I'm taking this one.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like SNES music or something. Cool. It's like something out of Castlevania.
Love it. So, I'm gonna need Cecil. I'm gonna need you to give me a fortitude save. I really want you to pass this fortitude save.
Think of your family.
My fortitude's actually pretty good.
Good. Solid. Probably gonna be alright.
My dice roll was not. It's a total of 11.
Total 11. Okay.
It's a fail. It's definitely a fail.
You feel your mind start to split, as if half of what you're seeing out of your right eye is the normal world, and half of what you're seeing out of your left eye is like the drift, and your brain can't comprehend either of those, and you take 20 points of damage.
Oh, what? My God. 20 points? That's a lot for like a mind.
What?
Come on.
That's all my stamina in one go. Essentially. Well, it's all my remaining stamina in one go.
Dude.
I think we are outmatched.
Cecil.
That's no joke.
Are you okay?
And with that, the creature in your mind, Cecil, the creature has already said to you that your misstep will be your death. And then it just... Where is it? Here it is.
Sorry, was that a spell? Oh, no, we already took our attacks of opportunity, though, huh?
No, this is a new round, so you could, in this round, if you want to, do that. That was not a spell.
So was that a spell?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I thought Leora was at the top of the round.
Yeah, we're past that.
So then Leora disappearing would have been all of our attack opportunities now.
Ooh, good luck. Yeah, that was it. That wasn't a spell. But what it does do is it just... and becomes like a straight line that moves along the bottom of the console and teleports to the other side of you, Cecil. It doesn't even try to move through you. It just teleports. That's going to be its turn. Let's see what the Yosoki is doing. They keep working on something. They're working on something up there. What are you guys going to do? Kara Valtara, it is your turn. Let me move back. There you go. Kara Valtara, it's your
turn.
Where
is this Yosoki?
There's a Yosoki up on the platform.
Oh.
To the north.
There's a set of stairs that lead up to it. And you recall that Leora signaled something right when you all were about to, I think, get into it, or combat might have just started. She signaled something. Kara, before you do anything, I need you to give me a fortitude save.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
15.
15. You think for a minute
on the die
that you want to start walking to wherever you want to walk to, and your brain's like, all right, well, let's go there. And you're just about to, and something in your body says, let's go towards the gate. And you now have to spend half of your speed moving towards the gate.
Wow.
Okay.
So your speed is probably 30 feet. So 15 feet.
So I can only move 15 feet in one in the opposite direction.
Right. So you could either just move 15 feet back and move 15 feet forward. And you can be where you're at now. Or you move 15 feet back and you can move 15 feet wherever you want. But you have to move 15 feet towards the gate.
Oh, I have to move 15 feet towards the gate.
Yeah. Half your speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move.
There's towards, something. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So as she's like feeling this, I guess she's like fighting her body.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like stepping backwards and forwards. At the same
time. She's struggling, kind of like lurching forward. And so as she does that, she's going to try and like, is there a railing here?
There,
anything like that?
Yeah, like where you just stepped onto on the map is kind of these like heat exchangers that you can kind of squeeze into that space. So there's not a railing there. There's just these heat exchangers that are about 3 feet up. So there's not a railing there.
She's like in between the heat exchangers.
Yeah. You can still move through them. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's gonna come up to the edge of those heat exchangers as she's fighting, and then she's gonna like sort of activate, she's trying to brace herself, and she's going to activate one of her nanosite arrays. She's going to pull out, she's going to corporealize these sort of like plinths that emanate from her arm that become this philosopher's sting, which is a sniper weapon.
Yeah.
And she's going to try and take out the dude on the platform.
Oh!
Ooh.
Love it. Okay. You start moving back. That's so cool. Sorry if I interrupted you there.
Yeah.
But
so he's cool. Well within range. She's going to take a shot.
Take a shot at the Yosoki, who's typing away, probably just meaninglessly typing into a Word document. They're actually doing a typing exercise to improve their typing.
They're taking notes for Kevin.
That's right. I forgot.
Thank My you. Bad. Please don't kill that one. That one's actually helping.
Please.
Okay. And they are the. What 23 doing?
Oh, 23 more than does it. Roll your damage as you ever the professional from across the gaping chasm.
Bullseye that womp rat.
It's very cautious damage. To do to stay focused.
4 points.
4 points of damage. They get hit. You see them start to type with one arm. They are continuing to type. They're not down, but you definitely injured them. And their typing speed is now going to suffer on their next quiz. So you really fucked that up.
Mavis Beacon will not be able to recover their typing.
All it wanted to be was a court, you know, whatever they're called. The people that take the notes, and they can't do
a stenographer?
Stenographer.
Yeah.
So sad.
Amazing. All right.
Anonymous Yosoki just disappeared from the notes page.
What? Oh, yeah?
You would all get that joke if you ever came on the notes.
We've gone over this, Kev.
All right. So you moved 15 feet. You technically have 15 feet more of movement if you want to take it.
No.
Or whatever the remainder of
your half is. I mean, she's gonna try and like move back.
Okay. 15 feet. Do it. Okay.
She do that? That'd be great.
Well, she's probably just gonna stay there.
Okay, you're gonna stay there. Okay, love it.
To try and shoot again.
Okay, playing it smart. Migo, what are you doing? You also need to roll a fortitude save.
Well, I guess I'll get that out of the way.
Yep.
How fortuitous is Migo?
Survey says.
How fortuitous?
Opportunities.
Ooh, that's a 26.
Leora Luxley.
Yeah. Very fortuitous.
You feel this urge to walk back, and your mental training. The amount of things that you've gone through as an evolutionist, maybe you're like, no, I'm not going to let this happen. And you do not need to move half your speed towards the gate.
Is it clear the source of this temptation?
The gate.
The gate itself?
Yeah.
He told us last time. The gate is pulling us all towards it.
Even if sure you want to like, try and devil do dog
was like
oh okay that's fair it.
If there's even a cool animation of showing if you go towards the gate it's pulling everything into the gate
if you want to do an engineering check you can try and maybe suss out a little more about that and I'm happy for anybody else to aid if they want to.
Wait, yeah. What are we rolling for that? Mysticism?
No, engineering.
Oh, engineering. Okay. I'm going to do
you
that.
Would use a mysticism if you want to try and figure out what this hound is.
All right, cool. When I can, I'll do it for sure. Or I guess we're assisting, so we can do it now.
Migo, what are you doing?
If you want to.
I'm trying to see what my usage time is for nanite search. Mm. Is that a move action? I'm looking to my nanite fellow party members.
To do a nanite? What are you trying to do?
Do you want to do a surge?
Yeah, I want to do something called Malignant Mist.
The Malignant Mist action. Would have whatever the time is for it, and then the nanite surge, you spend the nanite surge.
Just an economy
that's
surges.
It just doesn't tell me if it's like a if it's an action at all. It just says when you form a cloud array or sheath array.
So you want to form a cloud?
Yeah, that's a movement action, I believe, to form.
Yeah, that's part of the nanite.
So you would go to if you're on here, you go to primary ray, and then you would select either cloud or sheath, and then you would just do whatever the ability is at that time. But it's it's a movement action to do.
But it doesn't say like. What type of action it is to create it.
No, the action is when you do the other array. So the action is a move action.
It's a move, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Cool.
In which case, could I have not fired at the Yosoke?
What do you mean?
Because I used a nanite surge to... I guess it's equipping a weapon, like, in my arm. I don't think it counts as my movement.
That I don't know. I think you can do a movement... I don't know.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
All right. I'm going to use my move action to set up a cloud array in 3 squares.
Okay.
Does it have to be 3 contiguous squares?
Yes. They have to be connected to each other and connected to you at some point, too, I believe.
But they don't offer concealment or anything, right? That's a word. Isn't it just like a miss chance? You have an ability you're going to use. That's right.
So I'm going to do a cloud array from the northwest Yosoke over to the Devil Dog. 3 squares, and 3 squares is all I've got. But I'm going to use a Malignant Mist as part of this cloud array. Basically, it does 1d6 piercing damage to each creature that starts its turn in or enters the cloud's area.
Okay.
And there's a DC 12 fortitude save.
And it's the 3 between the Veskai FF agent and the hound thing. Okay. What color is the mist?
Steel blue.
Steel blue.
Just to go back a little bit, it says that if you use a nanite surge, you can form an array or switch arrays as a swift action.
Okay.
So I guess you could also do that, Vinny. If you wanted to waste a second surge, you could have done that as a swift action and still get an attack in.
I'm just going to do this as a move action and then get an attack in on the Devil Dog. I'm going to swing my hammer, because why the
Okay.
That's what I like to see.
Hammer. I was trying to make it blue, but it won't be blue. It's fine. Okay, so you're going to swing your hammer. So let's walk through this. Both of them need to do a DC 12 or take DC 12 fort save, right? Or take damage. Okay. Copy. Let me just do that real quick. Just a little casual fort save.
Yeah.
DC 12. Okay. The vest fails. It's a D6 of damage. You want to roll how much damage that is?
I'm going to roll it.
Rolling.
That is 6 piercing.
The hound. Hound succeeds. Yeah. So 6 piercing to the vest. Love it.
Yep.
As these little nanites, I guess, start to go bury it. Under the skin is what I'm guessing. Yep. Deal as bleed damage. Bad. They can't seem to get through. Not mechanically, but the hound passed the 42 save. Yep. So you're good. Cool. Take your swing.
I'm going to swing the hound for...
Swing. Swing. Swing what?
That is an 18 to hit.
It's an 18. EAC or KAC?
EAC.
Are you technically flanking?
Yes.
I am.
So it's 20 against ESC.
Yes.
Yes.
Plus two. Just hits.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe this puppy can be pounded. You know what I'm saying?
Hey-o. I bet the hammer can pound this
puppy. That's what everyone says.
This,
I need you guys to alley-oop it up, and it'll be a really good...
stop it.
It'll be a really...
Stop it.
That is...
All right, it's enough.
Nine electric damage.
Nine electric damage as it arcs through the smoke. And you can see... Let me see if I can show the artwork on this thing, because it is freaking awesome. And you can see some of the electricity trying to like get in between the bones, and like, because it's like half there and half not at the same time. It's a pretty cool creature. I'm gonna show artwork. Let me view character artwork first. You guys, whoa, see this?
Ooh.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, it's like there's, it's like fading into the abyss but still there.
It's like the nightmare version of the werewolf, American werewolf, if you ever, like, that just big, burly werewolf on all fours. But then, like, you could see its skeleton as a body kind of just whiffs away into smoke and darkness.
It has leaks ears.
Yeah, it's creepy. Creepiest.
Yeah, big-ass tongue thing. Yeah. I don't know what's cool. Worse, this or, like, the Greybounder. I still feel the Greybounder's worse.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the case. Maybe. I wanted to show you the token artwork because there's a cool token emblem that I found, but I'll do it later. Cool. Awesome. There you go. So that was your move. Well done. You dealt some damage to this hound. Maybe it can be extinguished. Okay. You want to do anything else?
That's it.
Cool. Love it. It's the Vesk who just took 6 points of damage turn. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to try and grapple you. So get your KAC plus 8 ready, because I am making a combat maneuver against you. Let me double check this so I know all the rules. It's going to be a grapple. Here we go. That is a... Probably not going to work. 18.
Negative.
That's probably just meeting your stuff. Okay. Didn't think so.
That's what he gets for trying to grapple. So. It was a dumb move. Sorry. No offense to you. It's offense to him.
No.
It's really hard to grapple.
Hang on one sec. Let me remind myself of this weapon, because it does have a disarming capture pull, and I wanted to see what that did, because it does have reach, and it does have special grapple, but I think that's just when I'm actually grappling.
John so, just was really work. Jelly that I had a cool weapon.
I did.
Decided to equip it himself.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's always...
Just to be clear, though, John, you are flanking. Did you add that bonus?
Ooh, so that would be a 20.
To guessing that
probably still.
No.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Just trying to keep it honest.
Yeah. Actually, it's going to be a 22.
Still creeping up there?
Still not there.
Still not there. Okay.
Just actually, as a reminder,
24.
In the back. We got 24 in the back. All right, that vest is going to step out of the cloud because they are smarter than your average onion, and they're going to not take those points again. Love it.
Cecil's gonna yell back to Boom.
Did they take a guarded step?
Yes, they did. Thank you. Thanks for the
take
reminder.
Out that Yasoki.
Boom, it's your turn. So that's what you did. That was your whole turn. And Boom, what are you doing?
Boom, like, winks at Cecil and, like, nods. And then, sticking to the rules, because I want to be very rules conscious, do I need to roll a fortitude save as well?
Yes, you do.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
But let it be known that I was the one that brought that up.
Yes, indeed. So, thank you.
Right, cool. Just letting you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Duly noted.
Rolling a fortitude save.
I'll also note that when you GM.
The stenographer in the corner with one arm is typing up.
It's just to make me feel better.
I know, buddy. Right.
20 for fortitude save.
20 for fortitude save. You pass. You feel that same urge, like you want to move half your speed towards the gate, and you pass it. You're
my
okay.
Cigar is at fortitude brand. Imported from Space Cuba.
All right.
I mean, it was once basically part
space
of the
Cuba.
USSR, yeah, okay. Right? I mean,
it's Cuba,
right?
USSR.
Well, I mean, not technically. Anyway, all right, cool. So, during the Space Cold
what
War.
What are you doing?
So basically,
what
are you doing?
Sorry. All right. So now, because I know about the rules now, and it was not prompted by anyone to say this or anything worth informed, because it's a small elemental and it's around for like one round per level, he has one more level that he can exist. So he's going to exist for one more round. And he is going to do the attack that he is allowed to do, which is a right here. It's a slam, and that's a 20. That's a D20 plus 9. So Boom will do that now.
Sam against two,
against
Cecil,
against Cecil. No. I'll get to Cecil in a second. It's against this this like Vesk. So
the Vesk. Okay.
Yeah. Boom says that he's like, all right, do another slam, and then like Lightning Guy 2 sees that Leora's not around anymore. So he goes, eh? And he goes, oh, like to the Vesk, like right in front of him, and yep. Then does a slam, and then here we go. So I'm gonna roll for the attack.
Yeah, roll for the attack.
Here we go. Sorry, it's a little bit of lag, and just waiting for that modal to pop up, which it isn't doing. So, oh, here we go. So we have a 16. Does that happen to hit?
Against
is that including your plus two for flanking?
Oh, yes. Then it's going to be an 18.
Yes, that hits.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. Lightning Woo. Slam on this Vesk.
All right, so now we roll a 6.
Yep. D6 plus 5.
It's 7 damage. Good sir.
7 damage. Okay.
That's right.
Taking them down to half health. As it courses over their armor, gets in, starts to pump their heart faster.
Yeah.
They start sweating.
Keeping with the rules. Now he's wondering, because he just told, Electric Guy what to do. Lightning Guy. So now Boom himself is going to train his gun, which he still has out. On the Ahsoki in question that Cecil brought up. And then he's going to shoot it.
Okay. I probably should have given Will cover against that because I think technically it would have been there. But I think both of you actually have a pretty good line of sight. And he's standing on the chair anyway, so it's fine. Go ahead.
Cool. So he will do that now.
I think, Boom, you also have a line of sight through the opening at the gate to get up there.
What's the range on your weapon?
Yeah. The range is...
It's 55 feet from you to the...
Yeah.
So slowly.
Sorry, I click on something, it takes 5 seconds to react.
Didn't you get a brand new computer?
No, it's I just arrived, so I haven't picked it up yet.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the range is 60 feet, so we're good to go.
You are good to go.
And here we go. So rolling for attack.
Love it.
Just add 5 seconds, everything I say. And then, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
So it's 16 to hit?
Against EAC or KC?
Against KAC, because it's a machine gun.
That's a hit.
That I know from heart. Alright, cool.
That is a hit.
Boom. And then for rolling for damage, it's 13 damage.
Oh, 13 damage.
Wow.
Not bad.
Well
right?
done. Well That's done.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
Stick that in your mouth and smoke it. What? I'm not British. But there you go. Stick that in your mouth and smoke it. And he takes a drag.
It's the voice modulator acting up again.
The shot from the bullet from behind causes them to lean over, and they actually fall over the edge.
Yes!
Hitting all the pipes going down, and you just see a little...
Hits every branch down the ugly tree on the way down.
And they die. They are dead. Mm. Hit every fucking thing.
Well,
drop
dang.
Out of the turn order. Well done. But what happens now?
I heard Boom. You loud what and else? Clear, Cecil. He says that.
Is the gate still juicing or what?
The gate is still juicing.
Keeping with the rules
gate
again.
Is all geared up.
He's not really looking to move because he's still able to shoot the thing that he wants to shoot perhaps next round. And he's used up all of his other sort of stuff that he can do. And I would call that a B+ on the rules. It wasn't too bad, right? So there we go.
Yeah, I would call that an A.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thanks.
If you want to know more about either A, the hound, or B, why the gate is still doing what it's doing, keep in mind that you might have to move places, do some checks, figure it out. You just want to focus on the threats at hand. That's fine.
How about
just
this? I'll do an engineering check on the gate if it's okay from here to do so.
Totally. Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So going to do that now.
This is going to be kind of a general check based on like what you've seen.
Okay.
So give me an engineering check.
So Boom has seen some of it for sure, and he's certainly seen what's happened to you now. He rolled a 24.
24. 24 is very good. Obviously, whatever they were doing seems to be... Whatever they were doing while they were typing does seem like it had to do with this effect of being pulled in, but it hasn't gone away yet. And you think the effect of this pulling in, maybe it's added to the gate. No one else, none of the other creatures except for us have been the ones that have been affected. And maybe this is something that's been added on to the original purpose of the gate. Is this like gravity being pulled in, and it's not part of the original purpose. So whatever the Yusoki is doing was related to that, but nothing has happened yet. So you think maybe it might be that I have to go up there to disable it. Maybe it might be something that might go away after a few rounds. I'm not sure because there's nobody actively monitoring it right now. You probably have to go to the console to see, to actually get a better readout about what the gate's doing. What's this this lock that it has with the colors? What's this gravity going in?
Okay. Boom. So the console's still there. That's good. So Boom tells the group, he's like, it is specifically targeting us and not them. And knowing what I know, this is not the original purpose of Gate. Liora, capable as she is, and probably has modified it. But I know that Yusoki was somehow contributing to this effect. So I will try to go up there and undo it. All right, so just hang on.
Boom, that's a mouthful. Just do what you always do and blow up the console.
It looks like a desk. It looks like a desk. It's a desk, I swear. Just blow up the desk.
Cecil, it's your turn. What are you doing?
It's not always time for Boom.
Meta game, though. Like, could he retarget... Like, you could target Liora with this thing if you go over to the console. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Potentially. Unless there's something in our bodies that's like the nanites and the... I don't know.
You're going to have to go to the console to figure it out?
Shh, man. I really want to crit fish, case, but like at the same time, like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Sorry. Boom's going to move then.
Yeah, move it, Boom. Move it.
So he can make that entire move in like one turn.
Okay.
So he's going to do that.
Cool. Love it.
Wait, you have 60 feet of movement?
I have 50 feet.
Okay.
What?
Really? Oh, damn it. I'm confusing the two things. The rules are suffering again. I haven't slept a lot. So, what is my range?
You should have 30 feet of movement.
Not your range. Your range is your speed. Weapon. Your speed. Speed. Which I don't know where... Yeah, I always forget where it's at. It's right at the top of your page somewhere. Underneath like stamina and resolve points.
My speed is 5 feet? Oh, it's because I'm over-encumbered with all the like crazy stuff.
It's fine. Heard. You're not over-encumbered. If you're not over-encumbered, I think it's... For
30, you should be 30.
30 right. For Yusoki, you're fine.
Yeah,
so okay. You can move.
How am I 20?
Are you wearing like heavy armor or encumbered or anything?
You shouldn't be encumbered because of the stuff that I added on. You should, but if you're wearing heavy armor, maybe.
All right, this is 30 feet, I believe,
from where you were for. Cool, I think. Yeah, well, that is 30 feet. Yeah. That's 35 with a diagonal, so just move one back.
Girl Lab just booted me out.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay. Is that on the thing? You look like you're off the thing, Kelly.
Boom. Over one. Get it together.
All right.
God.
Boom. Cecil, what are you doing? There's a lot going on. Things are like popping off here.
Do I need to do a fortitude save?
Yes, you do. Thank you for reminding me.
So wait, that's if 18? You fail, you have to do another one?
Do we have to roll them at every turn?
You had an 18. No. The first person to roll the save was Kara.
Kara, yeah.
Cecil, you are good. You feel like your body wants to move forward, but you're just able to like withhold it and not do that. So what are you doing?
I really wanted to like just try to do a full attack, but that would take me down to just raw rolls, which is dumb. So I'm going to just attack the Yusoki that is... Or not the Yusoki, the Vesk. But I'm going to do a guarded step down... behind the elemental.
Okay.
So I step away from the dog, and then I'm stepping behind the elemental. So now the elemental's pinched between me and the Vesk, and I'm going to attack the Vesk with my polearm. Does that give it soft cover, though? That would. Never mind. I'm going to attack and then move. So reverse that.
Attacking the Vesk and then moving.
Man, this 10 is, like, really liking this.
Yeah.
10 plus 4. plus 14. 2, though, so 16 to hit.
That hits.
Yes.
Love it. Nice. Yeah.
And so that is going to be 1d8 plus 7 points of non-lethal damage. It's 3 for 10 points of non-lethal damage.
Wait, why non-lethal? You're so, like, obsessed with non-lethal now.
Okay.
Because of what we did.
Just because.
How do you knock them unconscious?
What, say again?
How do you knock them unconscious?
I think, like, the elemental as... Because it's... Is this the end of the elemental's turn? Like, the next turn it vanishes, right?
Round 3 is when
it vanishes next turn.
Like, as it goes to vanish, he just, like, whips his pike through right at the neck of the Vesk and hits him right in the chin.
Love it.
I love it.
Yeah. Love it. Knocks him back. Head right angle. They fall down, knocked unconscious. They are out of the fight for now. Love it. Love it. Took him out. Guard a step away. You're good to go. It's Archie's turn. Archie has... Let's see how far Archie can go. How far did I have Archie go?
Archie, Cecil is eyeing Archie so hard.
Archie can move 30 feet and fly 30 feet. So they're going to move 30 feet. Archie's going to move. They can move over to... Why did that not move? Oh, that's why. Archie can move 30 feet up following boom.
Yeah, that is a little weird, man.
Didn't you tell Archie to go investigate what the Yusoki was doing?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I did.
Yep. So it's doing what you said.
Is Archie not aware that Yusoki's dead? Oh, but what it was doing. Yeah, I got you.
Archie's trying to take in as much as possible.
Plus, you could use Archie as a bonus for your computer's check.
This is true as long as Archie's
You get a plus 2 bonus to perception and to attack rolls once per combat. Right,
you get a plus 2 bonus. Just kidding. Archie's a bad guy. You get a minus 2.
What the fuck? Why is Mike shit up like that?
Because it's like, it reminded us of the Halo dude, who's a traitor, by the way. Spoiler alert.
No, it only reminded you of the Halo dude.
I haven't played Halo.
Yeah, come on. And Will was just telling me how much he wants to play Halo. That's all he's going
on
about.
Xbox. He just bought
the original Xbox.
He just not bought Xbox One.
Like the big pizza-sized controllers and everything.
Xbox. Yeah. The one that you have to bake in the oven. Yeah.
I will go to my death on this hill. The original Xbox controller was the best controller ever.
That was a good controller.
Oh my god. Vinny. God. Wait, why? It was so big.
It was perfect.
You're just wrong.
It was perfect. It filled your palms. It dropped your fingers in just the right places.
It filled your palms.
All the buttons were easily in reach. The thumbsticks had...
The thumbsticks were not in... No.
The thumbsticks were perfect.
No.
I'm a fan of PlayStation.
I love the Duke.
PlayStation till I die. Double
right, left.
PlayStation's controls are so good that they haven't changed.
They're just so well balanced.
They're still the same controller.
It's like, how do you fix perfection? Add more haptic feedback. That's it.
It is now noted that Vinny has died on that hill.
Vinny has died on that hill.
It was a really big hill as well.
It was like a big hill.
It was like the size of the controller. It was shaped like an Xbox
controller.
Are you talking about the Xbox controller that had like the slot for the thing in the back that was...
It's like the Dreamcast.
Okay, that was the second Dreamcast.
Moving on.
Top of round 3.
I know what you mean, though.
The Hound is going. Sees that Cecil stepped away. It's kind of pissed.
Yeah, that
Mego hit it. So it's going to attack Mego.
It's going to attack
that hits.
Mego.
That hits? You didn't even ask him.
I don't see his token, though. Where's his token at? But, you know. It's right
there. Oh, it's still... Is the thing it's that if it white, starts its turn in that cloud that it takes that damage, Benny?
Yes, but if it saves, it's immune for 1 minute.
Okay.
And it already saved.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so it's good. So it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. Okay, all right.
10 rounds?
Yep.
Okay.
Yikes.
You take... There's this ethereal smoky claw that I imagine is like the Velociraptor from the start of Jurassic Park, where it just like comes out and slashes across your chest as you take 16 points of damage.
Oh. Shooter!
Damn.
16
Shooter.
Points?
16
like 20 points of points damage.
I took 20
points.
Oh, yeah.
Cecil took 16 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then it is going to, it's going to teleport, and you're going to get an attack of opportunity, I believe, because it's technically casting a spell.
Wait, would Lightning Guy as well get one?
No, because unless you reach 10 feet.
Rick gets one. Or sorry, Cecil gets one.
You're like literally right next
to No, because you're 15 feet away, Cecil.
No, I'm only 10 feet.
No, you're two diagonals away. It's 15 feet.
I'm one diagonal away.
So 10 dude, feet. One diagonal
you're
is 10
feet. Oh, is it 15? You're right. Sorry, my bad.
Math.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought for dude. Reach, though, that didn't count.
What? That No, that counts.
Reach
10 is 10 feet. What's your AO
up,
buddy?
I'll look it up. It's fine.
It is with my adaptive strike. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Will.
Ooh, that's a
You're welcome.
That's a 22. It's a 22 to hit.
That hits again. I think it means that it doesn't actually move through the spell. The spell is not cast, so it stays where it is. You're like,
stay right here.
Love it. Love it. Okay.
Not so fast.
What's your damage?
13 lightning damage.
13 lightning damage.
Max damage.
Love it. Again, cascading through its body and evaporating into the smoke. Woo! What a turn. It is...
First diagonal is only one square. Second diagonal is two squares and so on. Okay. I'm fairly certain I remember 10-foot reach lets you do two spaces on diagonals.
I don't think it lets you do more than its actual time. I'm like, just like in general, I think we're going to go with it doesn't. We're going to keep moving. If you find something that says that it does, yeah, we can
You're
just
gonna
move on.
You're going to make me have to look up the rule. Cool. Okay.
We got to keep this game going.
The floor recognizes Kevin Decker.
Is it Decker again? It doesn't make sense to me that it's you're 15 feet away because of diagonals. And you have a 10-foot reach.
But for reach, you get a 10-foot reach. So like where you would be hitting 5 feet, it's 10 feet. And I'm pretty sure it says in the reach section, it counts on the diagonal.
Okay.
But I'm going to look it up. It's fine.
We'll wait while you look it up.
No, don't wait, because only one person gets an attack of opportunity, right?
No, it's anyone who threatens that square.
Oh, I just thought as soon as the spell was over, it didn't count anymore. But
I mean, yeah. You could have slapped its butt while Migo... smacked it.
If your reach is 10 feet, you threaten the second square of the diagonal.
Yep, so you're good. Nice. So you can do an attack for opportunity. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Page 255.
Well then. Vindicated.
Vindicated.
Kevin Decker.
Vindicated. It's a 12 on the die for plus. A total of... Oh, plus... threatened for plus 2.
Yeah.
Plus 14. Another 4 for a total of 18.
Doesn't hit.
18 does not hit.
Correct.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what your reach is.
Kara Valtara, what are you doing with your turn?
Well, Kara Valtara has an unwieldy weapon, so she can't fire at full attack. So she's just going to lay it out against the Hellhound.
Okay. You're going to full attack?
Well, I can't make a full attack because it's unwieldy.
Yep, sorry. Good luck.
19 to hit.
EAC or
EAC?
EAC.
It's a hit. It is a force weapon which deals bludgeoning damage, but it targets EAC.
That's a hit.
Boom.
Boom. You hit this freaking animal.
Oh. There's 1-6. And no freaking way. 12, no, it's, 12 points of bludgeoning.
12 nice. Points of bludgeoning damage. Dude.
Double sixes,
you guys
man.
Are starting to,
nice.
Little boxcars there. You guys are starting to take this thing down little bit by little bit. I love it.
I gotta go to Vegas.
Yeah, dude, go right now. Just leave.
Leora Destruxly.
Okay.
Too much.
Did he have to roll a fortitude save?
No.
I need to roll a fortitude
Sorry,
save
yes,
for that
you
joke.
Do. No, Wait. You do actually need to do it because you failed last time, so you need to roll it, okay. Kara.
I need to roll
it? Yeah, because you failed last time.
What?
Yeah.
Once you pass, you don't need to roll again, but you failed, so you need to roll it again every turn.
Okay. Right. I actually got my fortitude is 22.
You pass. You feel that urge to walk towards the gate, and you're like, nah, it's cool. You want to do anything else with
I'm
your
good.
Turn? You have a move action.
Okay. No.
Love it. Sounds good. Migo 7.
Did you turn off this gate already?
What are you doing?
Love it.
What do I want to do?
We want to do the top round three here.
Why is no one ever adjacent to each other? That's really annoying. I took cleave because I really wanted to like multi-hit, but then no one ever stands next to each other, so it doesn't f***ing matter.
They have to be adjacent to each other.
Yes. Nothing really matters.
Cool. I'm going to keep working on the devil dog because that seems the clearest present danger. And that is a 10 on the die for 17 plus 2, 19.
EAC, Casey.
EAC.
That's a hit.
That's a hit?
That's a hit, dog.
That's a
that
hit.
Is a hit.
Dog.
A hey, hit. Dog. That's a
comma
hit.
Comma dog.
Hey, comma dog.
Is it a tres comas?
Tres, it's a tres comas.
For dog. 8 electric damage.
8 electric
he
damage.
Hits, like, he hits the ground right in front of the dog and then just like...
Yeah, cascades up. Love it.
Yeah,
this is good.
What else you want to do?
That's it.
Okay.
Actually, I want to take a guarded step. That's a measuring tape. I want to take a guarded step this way.
Okay, towards the door a little bit. Okay, cool.
Yes.
We go. Takes a guarded step between the dog and the lightning elemental and Cecil. It is the Vest's turn next to you. They follow you, and they are going to swing at you with a... Ooh, not going to hit. That is a 9. Not going to hit at all. Swing, they are halfway down. A lot's going on. There's some crazy other dimension dog happening right now, and they are not with it. Boom, what are you doing?
Not with it, the other dimension dog. All right, so Boom is going to continue his journey up to where exactly is it? I just see like a block connected to. Where's the actual panel that he would interact with? Oh, okay.
It's up here. Yep, it's up close.
The
to
rest
the
of
end.
Us click
yeah.
to highlight it.
Yes. Keep going, Kelly. One more.
Shut up.
It's a little chair. That's a chair you can see.
Okay,
chair,
all right. Right. All right. Jeez. All right. Let me move my thing up.
It's like still warm from the Yosoki was staying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's,
yep.
That's sad, but good. So, all right. Boom tells Archie. Archie's probably not going to make it in time, but, you know, it could be good for a roll later. He's like, hurry up here and help me out with this. Let's turn this thing off.
Okay.
And then Boom is going to roll a computer check, try to find out what he can do to shut it down.
Give me a computer check.
He'll do that when a computer lab deems it worthy to do so.
Mm, okay. Yes, for sure.
Well, it's not working, so he's going to use...
he pulls out a D20, starts rolling.
Okay, so 16, and then plus...
As opposed to what?
I normally do digital die. That's what I meant. So it's a 20... no, excuse me. 26.
Mm. 26 computers. Okay.
Chew on that.
Tasty. You can tell that with a 26 computers, you will be able to make an engineering check. This is a very complex system. You don't understand a lot of it. You can turn off this pull thing. Seems like everybody's succeeded at their save, so might not be worth it. As far as what's going on with it, you think this is locking on to some destination. This gate has locked on to some destination with those orange and then green lights.
Well, yeah. But anything else, like where that destination is? Because he kind of figured that, though.
It is.
Is there anything else he could know?
With a 26... I'll tell you that the destination
is Akitan.
You don't know where the destination is, but I'll say that you are able to determine that if you want to turn the gate off or do anything of that nature, it's already locked in. That's part of what the Yosoki was doing, was setting it so you can't turn the gate off. The best thing that you can do is shoot it, destroy it, try and overload it.
Could he know why it was just pulling on us?
You think that it's pulling on the nanites in your body.
There's not much I can do to shut it down, unfortunately. But it was pulling on us because of those nanites. We need to shoot and destroy it if we really want to get rid of it. It's nothing really...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
All right.
Boom. Boom. Make it go boom.
All right. I'm always down for a good boom.
And then he... Well, that's kind of, I think, all he can really do. He can't move back. So.
Okay.
He can move back 5 feet, so he'll do so.
Okay.
He move starts back to, like, run back.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Cecil, what are you doing?
Cecil is going to step up, because now the... So wait, sorry, is the elemental heat gone?
Yeah, okay, I just took it away, because it would have ended at the end of Boom's turn. Yep.
Oh, it goes away. It's like,
Yep.
Bye. And since we're playing a video game, the body of the vest disappeared too.
Yep.
So Cecil's going to step to where the vest had fallen. And then he is going to take a lethal strike at the dog, the shadow dog. So let me turn my lethality off. Turn my lethality on.
Going lethal.
It's the pike. The pike's got it's all in my head, but still, the pike has like a rubber mallet ball on the end of it for non-lethal strikes, okay. And then it's got an actual blade for lethal strikes.
Love it.
So he turns it and he slices with this thing, and it's that gives me an extra plus two to hit.
Like one of those rubber nibs on a ballpoint.
And that is a natural 20.
Wow.
Yeah. That was clutch.
Natural 20 on this creature.
Awesome.
Let's see.
I didn't even need to turn off or go lethal. I could have done a non-lethal attack.
You didn't need to at all. So you're good.
Could have kept the tip on.
Critical hit deck. Loose. Let's see what happens. You want to do that or you want to do the effect?
I want to do critical hit.
Roll. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll tip. Okay, let me know. I'm doing a quick shuffle. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
There.
Okay. What kind of attack is it?
That's a kinetic.
Okay. It's not, unfortunately, what you wanted here. Bonus effect. You can immediately take an additional move action, walking fire.
Nice.
So you still do double damage and add the things and then add all your bonuses, and you get an additional move action.
I don't know if I need an additional move action, though. Okay. I'm trying to see. I don't think there's any critical bonus for...
you don't want to just do a lap?
Just take a jog. Just take a jog. Just keep running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love it.
Yeah. There's no special for this.
Okay. Fools.
Dunk on style on them.
But that's going to be 2d8 plus 14.
Give me that number.
Oh, I screwed that one all up. Where are you at? That's a 2 plus a 4 for 6 plus 14 is 20 points of damage.
20 Oof. Points of damage. Woo! This thing looks like it is hurting. It's still up, dude. It's still up.
What the fuck?
But it is hurting a lot. It's hurting a lot. I love it. Well done. And then you've already moved, or no? Yeah, you step forward, shot, deal bad damage. Love it.
He's gonna step back and then step back in for this extra movement action. Do a little hop step.
Take it back now, y'all. Archie comes up. Gets a good view of what is happening here along the turns around, sees what you were doing, boom, and then turns back and is trying to record all the footage of what's happening down below.
And not helping at all with what's actually happening.
So I am going to...
Is this phase two of the fight? Is this Leora Reduxley?
Oh, that was a good one. That's the best one.
So pretty good.
So we haven't done any checks to see where the hell... Leora is.
No, you have not. Okay.
As long as she's not attacking, I'm okay with it right now.
Okay. Cecil. The shot comes from behind you, and you are going to take 9 points of damage as this pistol hits your body, and for a second, you lose a sense of where you are, and then immediately you snap back.
How do I know it hits me?
Because it beat your EAC.
But you got my EAC up there?
You take 9 points of damage.
John, how much did you hit me for? Is what I don't take 9 points of damage. I take... Because as the bullet hits the back of my skull, nanites go... and tighten up. Take away 4 points of damage.
Okay.
So I take 5 points.
You take 5 points of damage. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
But how much did you hit me for?
I hit you for an 18.
That barely passes.
Oh, but it did. It did indeed pass.
Would I be able to take a reaction off of this? Or no, because she's invisible?
I think no, because you didn't know where the shot was coming from. Because you were unaware of both. You were aware of presence, but you were not aware of location. So.
I don't want to presume to know what she's doing, but my... understanding of most of those spells is once you attack, you're no longer invisible.
Your understanding is correct.
Not
I am not going to change anything that's on the board. With that said,
Cool.
Yeah, no, there's definitely not a reason for that, so it's cool. Okay. Cecil, I need you to give me a fortitude save.
Why?
I just do.
Just separate from the gate?
Because he's the GM, and that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is another 20 on the die.
Ooh! Okay.
So fortitude is 28.
You feel like the hound was trying to just like trying to like get a hold of you and like rip into your mind again and was not able to.
Nice.
Yeah. So you are good to go. Question is,
you stay out of my head.
What do I want to do? What do I want to do? It's going to try and teleport again. Both Cecil and Migo get an AOO.
Who goes first?
It's a 17 on the die for a total of plus 6 for 23 plus 2 more is...
That hits. That hits.
25.
That hits.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Well done.
Well done. Yes.
Very well done. 5 plus 7 is 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. Migo, okay. Migo?
Also got a 26.
How stacked is this freaking hound?
And how much damage did...
For 11 electric damage.
11 electric damage. Okay.
I think technically you have soft cover from because I'm behind Migo.
But that's fine.
I think it still hits, right?
It's fine. It's good. It looks like it's hurting. It looks like it's hurting real bad.
How much damage still, did it take just now? 30-something points?
I'm just saying.
John, I feel like this is the final boss.
Okay.
Not Leora.
Okay.
Cool. Kara, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Your pupsy.
Yeah, Kara's going to... So we didn't see where the shot came from.
You did. It came from over here. It came from about 10 feet behind Cecil.
And it didn't reveal, like, Leora fucked.
No, she is currently not visible.
Yeah. Well, she's only going to shoot at what she can see. So she's going to shoot at the devil dog over here.
What's your roll here?
That is a 21 to hit.
That is going to be a hit.
EAC.
What are you doing?
First one is a 3 and a 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
From the lead philosopher's sting.
From the lead philosopher's sting. Describe your kill.
Ooh!
Yeah. The throng of these reverberating sort of, obelisks, whatever, these geometrical shapes that make up this philosopher's sting sort of just rattle with this sort of intensity, and this force of energy like just comes bolting out across the gangplank.
Yeah,
and I would say just engulf this dog. Like, it's just a bolt of, you know, glowing energy, glowing white,
poof, just in the shadow.
Yeah, it's like a bright flash, and I'm assuming it just evaporates this dude with a bunch of like bludgeon, like it's the force of like a, you know, high explosive grenade. It's like a pink mist just around this where this creature used to be. Although it's probably not pink mist like in real life, because, you know, it's like a hell creature, so it's probably like, you know,
you didn't even do any mysticism check to see what it was, so you don't know.
Yeah,
it's not a hellhound, I'll tell you that. But rad, great description, destroyed it, and as it happens, there's this huge blinding white light that just hits all of you, and you're just for a brief second, not mechanically. But for a brief second, you are blinded. And as you open your eyes, you start to hear this sound behind you of feet walking. And we're going to stay in initiative order because out of a door around the corner that maybe you didn't see appears a Raxolite and 10 Maro Strike Force soldiers. They are armed. Guns are drawn. And boom, you especially can't help but notice that they all have breaching charges on their belt pouch.
Good choice. And good choice.
And in front of them, for a brief second, you see Lieutenant Lua.
It.
And you hear this small voice that you know so well. You've had drinks with her, talk with her about things.
She's on our side, right?
Liara Huxley, you've wasted everyone's time, and it is not a better tomorrow because of you. Your experiment has come to an end. Stars team, get the fuck in that gate or fucking die. I don't really fucking care.
What the fuck?
And that's our game.
Wait.
I don't like this.
Great. Betrayer.
What's it gonna be? You gotta find out next time on What's in the Podcast. What's gonna happen? Bet you can't guess.
I'm speechless.
I bet you can't guess.
Yeah.
Star team's gonna kill us.
I can't guess.
I bet you can't guess.
The Leora thing I could sort of see coming. I did not see this coming.
Rexlights are so cute and trustworthy.
God dang it.